Articles by Fearlessly Courageous, from the desk of Dennis Piller. The gift of forgiveness is God. We had a most wonderful Christmas. It was a great family time. The general silliness of just hanging out and having fun over the simplest of things. Then I read something. I am the greatest gift you could ever think of. When you have me, you have everything you need for this life and your life in heaven. Paul confirmed that in Philippians 4:19. My God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. Sadly, I know too many have left the greatest gift under the tree. It's buried beneath the glitter and the noise of Christmas, under layers of anger, pride, and unforgiveness. Sure, we're distracted for a little while by the pleasantries, the music, and the friends around the tree, but it only lasts for a night or two, and then the hurt, the old memories of pain and unforgiveness return, and often leaving you in a more depressed state than where you began. Yet under the tree is the greatest gift of all, forgiveness. Sadly, many are caught in the cycle of being unable to forgive themselves. It's so hard to stop living life through our own eyes versus seeing life through the objective truths of God's filter, God's word. The truth is, forgiveness is good because it gives us God. The motive for being a forgiving person is we have been forgiven by God when we didn't deserve it. Ephesians 4:30, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. But the bottom of this motive is not just God's forgiveness, but what God's forgiveness gives. It gives us God. It doesn't just remove the cancer of unforgiveness from our body, or mend a relationship with a family member or a friend, although forgiveness can do both of those things. Forgiveness is essentially God's way of removing a great obstacle to our fellowship with him. It opens the way for us to see him and know him and enjoy him forever. Seeing and savoring him is the goal of forgiveness. Soul-satisfying fellowship with our Father is the aim of the cross. Please don't miss this monumental truth. What comes is the real joy of Christmas on any day of the year. Real joy is living in joyous fellowship with God, letting go of past hurts, past remembrances, and in some cases, forgiving ourselves. How? By the power of the Holy Spirit. The road back to discovering the joy of God is the gift of forgiveness. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.